Good morning, starshine. The Earth says hello.
What day is this?
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Look at the calendar.
Work means stress.
Yeah.
Let's get to work.
Okay, but first
I need some coffee.
Today is Tuesday, then.
What? Put on a show?
Boy, we'd need a microphone for that.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
We're on the air.
Huh? You're on the air.
Showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program. Very comfortable Tuesday morning. And dead whales on the beach.
Yeah.
That thing is huge.
It's ginormous. I think that's the actual
scientific terminology. Ginormous.
Yeah, it's
55 feet.
Is that at 55 feet?
That's small for a finback because they grow at about 60 to 75 feet.
They do?
Also,
look at you, Jacques Cousteau.
I know they travel very fast, about 23 miles per hour. They're called the greyhounds of the sea.
Wow. We could harness those and start giving, like, skiing
rides,
lessons.
Like Godzilla.
Yeah. Right.
So
I don't know what they're going
to
do with it.
So they snap. They're trying to drag the thing
They
away.
Did put a big chain around it, and that snapped off the front end loader.
So what are they going to do? Hank's got an idea.
I heard that they were going to dig a ginormous hole, put it in the hole. But my idea is throw a net around it, tow it back out to sea right off of Provincetown, and that way all the great white sharks will be attracted to it for a little buffet. Then we throw that net around all the sharks, and we tow them and drop them off the coast of Europe.
Okay, sounds good to me.
Make the beaches safe again.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Brilliant idea. Brilliant idea.
You know what? Okay. They need ideas because this thing's huge.
Man, a lot of animal stories today.
They're turning on us, everybody.
The alligator story is unbelievable.
Horrifying. Horrifying story.
Plus, you got the missing stork out of the Stone Zoo.
Yeah, that's true.
Really?
Of these things coming up here this morning.
No.
Who's going to bring the babies?
Okay. And
what a perfect birth control.
The hamster. Have you heard the hamster from hell story?
No.
Oh, my God. We'll tell you.
They're all turning on us.
I know. We'll tell you the hamster from hell story this morning here. We got Dirty Laundry. What do we got coming up in Dirty Laundry?
Oh, you know what? The best-selling album of all time.
Ever.
It just beat Michael Jackson's record.
Thriller?
Yeah.
Really? Beat Thriller?
Yep.
Okay, we got that coming up. And by the way, yesterday I was a little remiss in my duties if I didn't mention that yesterday was Bacon Lovers Day.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
National Bacon Lovers Day.
Right. Jet lag, that's what it was.
I celebrated last night.
Oh.
Oh, what a bacon feast. Yeah. Okay, so all of this is coming.
Hey, Cody, open the windows.
All of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, let's get right to it. 620 Men for Maine is on the air. Here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Ephus are at $3 Dewey's enjoying a tall cold one when a stranger walks in who just happens to be a professor from Harvard. And Lem says,
"Well, say there, stranger, what part of town do you live at?"
"My dear man, where I come from, we never, ever end a sentence in a preposition."
"Oh, excuse us. In that case, what part of town do you live at?"
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
Mother Nature is very angry. They got the whale thing, and then what about the alligators?
Why walking your dog on Hilton Head Island is more dangerous than swimming with seals in Chatham. That's coming up next.
Right here, 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, it's 626 here, 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. And so nature's going crazy here. Now we're even getting into the alligators. What's going on with the alligators anyway?
Oh, my God. Okay, this is the horrifying story. A 45-year-old woman was walking her little dog a couple mornings ago. And, in Hilton Head, South Carolina.
Yep.
This Sea Pines Resort,
yep.
Lagoon, beautiful, beautiful. And all of a sudden, a 9-foot alligator comes out of the lagoon and lunges for the dog. And then she grabs the dog by the leash in an attempt to make sure that the dog is safe.
Right, yeah.
And then the alligator gets in a tug of war with her, grabs onto the leash, then lunges for her, grabs her, pulls her into the lagoon, and kills her.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I can't believe
See, that's a big mistake.
What do you mean?
I mean, you know, you got to let the dog go.
I was going to ask you that question because you know me. I'm like, I would like let the dog go.
But you
love dogs.
I know. It would be a really difficult decision.
But you have, like, just that's what you got to do. Because now, I mean, this woman. She's,
okay, so say it's your kid.
Oh, okay. Are you serious?
Yeah, okay. Say it's your kid. What are you going to do?
I would push my daughter out of the way and then
sacrifice myself to the alligator.
I would take my left arm, because I'm right-handed. Yeah. I would offer up my left arm first.
Yeah.
And then, if it wanted to, I'd offer the right one, too, to protect my child. But go with the left first, the opposite that you're, of
You'd
your
be
strength.
Like the guy at the golf course in Plymouth.
Exactly.
Yeah. I just, you know, like, there are a lot of ways to go, and... But, like, being eaten by an animal just seems like the just the worst sort
well, it's
of,
not
like,
so maybe,
prehistoric way
Well, the
way
alligators
to
drown you first. See, that's the good thing.
Yeah, I know. But you're being drowned by something that has you in its teeth.
And it's about...
It's not like it takes its little alligator hands and, like, strangles you.
You got to think like the alligator, though.
the little alligator arm
yeah,
reach.
That can't, oh, alligator
the,
arms can't do anything.
That's the guy who can't get the check at the table.
Exactly.
I'm sorry,
little
I have alligator arms.
Right. Never go out to dinner with an alligator.
That's right.
We see it. We ain't never seen
it. They never pay.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Holy
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
So, A-Rod is sitting in the audience last night.
Yeah, it was the VMAs on MTV last night.
Yeah.
I can only recognize five people, but whatever. Anyway.
That's right. Yeah.
So J-Lo got up and... during her acceptance speech for the Video Vanguard Award. And as you know, J-Lo and A-Rod have been dating for a little bit.
Yep.
And apparently they are in love because J-Lo, in her acceptance speech, went on and on. This is what she had to say.
You're like my twin soul. We're like mirror images of each other. You know, my life is sweeter and better with you in it because you make me realize that every day... the sky is not the limit. The universe is infinite, and so is what we can accomplish together with love and trust and understanding. There is so much more to do, to experience, and there is no one I'd rather do it with, baby. You're my macho, and I love you. And lastly, special thank you to the fans.
Okay.
You know what that reminds me of?
What?
Pam talking about Hank.
Oh, no.
You're right.
Yeah.
You know what? I have a couple of things to say. First of all, you're my twin soul. We're mirror images of each other. I mean, that seems like you like it yourself an awful lot, which is a good thing. Self-love is important. But do you really want the mirror image of yourself in your partner? Don't you want to, like, have somebody be a little different? Two, the sky kind of is the limit.
You want to know what? And you know what? The sky is tough to reach anyway.
Yeah, I know. Well. I mean, just, I mean, love is great.
But
that's
great. How uncomfortable would that make you feel?
How uncomfortable would that make me feel if Dave got up and said I was his machi or whatever she says on episode, I was his twin soul? I think it would have made me feel more uncomfortable when I was younger, but now I'll just take anything.
You're
I
good
can
with
get.
Taking anything.
I just like my wife to say, good to see you.
That's right.
You know? Besides, A-Rod, two-time cheater. I mean, the guy's a cheater.
Oh, is he?
PDAs. Steroids.
So you think, pretty much cheat in this, cheat in that, too, right?
Of course. Absolutely, okay. 150%.
We're so cynical. We're horrible people.
Right.
Thanks. I blame the both of you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. We could have used some cheating last night.
Yes.
Yikes.
You're not cheating. You're not trying hard enough. Hey, pretty Ricky Porcello. He's had a great year. He had 15 wins.
He really
has. But he turned into last year's Rick Porcello. He gave up home runs in the 5th, 6th, and 7th inning. And the Red Sox lost to the Indians 5-4. It was 5-3 going into the 9th. Sox added a run to make it a one-run game, left the tying run at second base. Xander Bogaerts, 2 hits. He knocked in all 3 runs. Yankees were off yesterday, so the Red Sox lead is 9 games. Tonight, Nathan Eovaldi against the Indians' Shane Bieber at Fenway. I wonder if he has a funny-looking haircut.
Probably does,
Patriots gearing up for Friday's preseason matchup at Carolina. The Redskins have signed running back Adrian Peterson.
Really?
And the biography of Aaron Hernandez is out today. It's written by his attorney, Jose Baez. It's called Unnecessary Roughness Inside the Trial and Final Days of Aaron Hernandez. One of the stunning things is that Hernandez told Bill Belichick at one point he feared for his safety and asked for a trade, preferably to a West Coast team. Belichick shot it down, said, hey, we've just invested a lot of money on you. Bruins training camp at Warrior.
That's very interesting.
Yes. But I'm sure a lot of players come to him, want to be traded for whatever reason. Yeah,
but I mean, what about a fearing of, I mean, who is he afraid of?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Mm. Bruins open training camp at Warrior Ice Arena in 3 weeks. They play two preseason games in China. They're going to face Calgary in Beijing and then in Shenzhen. And ESPN's Jackie McMullen, former longtime Boston Globe writer and columnist, she begins a multi-part series today about mental health in the NBA. She focuses on Cleveland's Kevin Love. She also interviewed former Celtic great Paul Pierce, who said he suffered very serious depression and anxiety for a year after he was stabbed 10 times outside a Boston nightclub.
That That'll do it. September 25th, in
2000. That's all good sports.
Okay, coming up next, we're going to do a Brian Bellbuster. And what if you frequent a yogurt shop and you get a call from the yogurt shop and they accuse you of abusing the free sample aisle?
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Hello?
The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Now, Christine wanted to get her friend Sandy a Brian Bellbuster for her birthday, and they always go out to this Froyo place, get some frozen yogurt after, you know, the kids' sports and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I called Sandy because she has been trying too many of the flavors.
Hello?
Hi, trying to reach Sandy.
This is Sandy who's calling.
Hi, Sandy. Brody Bruce from Sushi and Frozen Yogurt.
Hi. How do you have my number?
Oh, you're part of our frequent yogurt club, aren't you?
Oh, yes. Right.
We've noticed that you come in quite a bit, so we were just calling a few people go over some of our policies, actually.
Okay, what are your policies?
Well, you know, we've been reviewing some of the security footage, and some people have been going a little bit crazy on the free samples.
All right, that sounds a little strange, but listen, I've got to go.
We have you on tape just from a couple days ago. Were you in the shop a couple days ago? Maybe you and a couple of kids?
Yes, with my children. I always come in after soccer games.
Yeah.
And we always buy something.
It looked like you tried about seven different flavors.
Between me and my kids. But we always buy something. There's nothing posted.
But taking like seven free samples is basically like getting a free small yogurt. So
they're tiny samples. They're little tiny spoons. It's like a little
you get like the little almost an ounce of the yogurt, and then you add those up. I mean, a small is 8 ounces. So I mean, you're right about
There's nothing posted there. And you know, if I'm buying for my three kids, you're making money off of me. I'm in there like every week, couple times a week.
Yeah, I mean, but if you buy three and you get that all those samples for yourself free, that's like getting a fourth one free. So we're kind of losing money there, you know? So we're trying to crack down on it a little.
You're not losing money on me. I mean, if you want to have this policy, you should post it somewhere. There's nothing posted about free samples, and I don't think I take seven samples.
We've been reviewing the tapes, and we we might have to start putting up a wall of the worst offenders of the free sample policy, you know?
That is so ridiculous. I mean, I could go to a different yogurt store.
Well, you might have to, because I think we're going to have to institute a 30-day ban if we catch you going over the limit again.
Oh, my gosh. Do you realize how much money you're going to lose from me and my kids?
Well, I know, but think of all the money we're losing on, like, the free ones that you're getting.
And my friends, I'm going to tell my friends what you're doing. This is bad, bad policy.
I don't think your friends have been overusing the free sample.
No, but they're not going to be coming to your store either if I tell them that you're harassing me.
Oh, I'm not harassing. We're just trying to let you know so that, you know, we can nip this in the bud, and maybe we can keep you off the wall of shame that we'll put up for the free sample.
Wall of shame.
Yeah.
You guys are, like, way, way overboard. I can't believe you're doing this.
Well, I think, really.
You know, you're just sitting there looking at tapes.
Yeah. I mean, hey, you think being a frozen yogurt manager is all glamour, but it is not.
That is an invasion of privacy. It's an invasion of my privacy.
Well, we're trying to get some of the worst offenders just so that we don't have to post something.
The worst offender.
You know.
Did you have 10
the other day? Like 10 samples? That seems like a lot.
No, I never had 10 samples.
Yeah, were you in there with your friend Christine, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah, Christine actually called me, Sandy. This is Brian Bell from the Lauren and Wally Show.
Oh, my gosh.
And this is a Brian Bell Buster.
Oh, my gosh, you got me so good.
Maybe you'd like a nice frozen yogurt birthday cake.
What, can I sample the flavors?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Sandy, have a great birthday. Thank you for listening to the Lauren and Wally Show on WROR.
Thanks. Bye.
We can help you get Christine back on her birthday, too, okay?
I will. Oh, you bet I will.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
You know, cell phones can cause a lot of trouble.
Yeah, they can. So, this is how my husband's cell phone, what I found on it, almost ruined our entire weekend. It caused a lot of drama in the Falcone house. So my husband, this weekend, we got tickets to see Moulin Rouge at the Colonial Theater before it goes to New York City,
right,
to Broadway.
Yeah.
And we're really excited, last-minute thing, lots of really expensive, hard ticket to get. So Dave's like, I got tickets for Sunday. It's a matinee. It's a 2. We'll get lunch, blah, blah, blah. It'll be great, great. I'm so excited, looking forward to that.
So it's going to be you, Dave, and Lucy, right?
Yep. And so on Saturday, we had the whole day free. And so kind of lazing around, got up late.
Oh, that's the best.
Went through, like, Lucy's clothes and for school, what fits,
yeah,
what doesn't.
Yeah, back to school stuff.
You know, all that, and all this stuff. It's like, I'm still in my pajamas at, like, noonish, but, you know, whatever. Really lazy day. So I'm doing laundry, and I walk through the kitchen, and Dave's phone is charging. At that very moment I walk through the kitchen, just 1 second, I turn because I see a notification pop up on his phone. And
because
I am a nosy wife,
of course,
I look over and see what it is.
Did you think it was that lady from the cruise?
And then I said, I looked, and I'm like, well, that's weird. I said, Dave, you're, and I grabbed his phone, I looked at him, I said, your phone says that Moulin Rouge is today at 2. He's like, well, give me that.
Today at 2, not tomorrow at 2?
Yeah, Saturday at 2 was the reminder. He's like, well, give me that. And he looks through the email for the confirmation.
Right, yeah.
And he looks at me and he says, it is today at 2.
What time is it then?
At that moment, 1:25.
Oh, really? Boy. Really?
So I was dressed miraculously. Lucy was dressed miraculously because I was planning on going to TJ Maxx or something. And Dave was in his pajamas, puts on pants, a shirt. We get out, get in the car. It's a 1:27. I weighs it. I'm like, go. So we're driving, hit the express. Well, we hit 128. No traffic. I'm like, good news, good news.
Unbelievable.
Hit the expressway, and it's pretty clear. It's good. I'm looking at the Waze app. We're making good timing. It's a possibility. We'll be late, but, you know, we'll still make it. It won't be too bad. And we hit traffic, and like, we're like, oh, and it's very quiet in the car at that point.
Of course.
It's very quiet because I'm just saying, don't get into an accident. We'll make it, but we're just going to be late. We might miss half of the show. But no big deal. I'm trying to remain calm. We keep going. We get off the expressway. We get on Mass Ave. Dave's like, should I go this way? I'm like, no, no. That's when I start yelling. Why is he saying go this way?
Stay calm.
Lucy's in the backseat, like, not knowing what to do. It's so stressful. We're hitting the brakes. We're going fast. We're hitting the brakes. All of a sudden, we pull up on Boylston Street, Colonial Theater. It's 2:02.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
Dave
drops me and Lucy off. We get in. I have to check my bags. I'm like, oh, my God. Get the tickets. Oh, my God. We have to climb 7,000 staircases because it's the top of the balcony.
Top balcony? Wow.
We get in, we arrive, and the show had not started yet, and Lucy and I got to see the opening number. Dave Falcone missed it, but that's what you get when you don't check your calendar in the morning.
More Lauren and Wally now on 105.7 WROR.
That's pretty amazing.
I thought that he was really good. Well, efficient driver when he made it from Canton to pass the Tappan Zee Bridge in New Jersey in less than 3 hours. But this one tops that.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, we had luck on our side.
You know, technology.
Yeah.
Twice saved you there.
Yes.
First with the notification, then with Waze.
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
And you had Sunday to yourself.
Okay. Coming up next on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show, we have a man from Maine. In this particular episode, Lem and Ephus attend their 20th high school reunion. When they think they recognize a former classmate. That is next, right here at 105.7 WROR. 105.7 WROR. Good morning. The Lorna Wally Morning Show is on the air, and it is time now for your 720 Men from Maine episode. So let's do this thing.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Epas are attending their 20th high school reunion when they spot a face they believe to be familiar.
Say, Epas, you see that gal over there? I think that's Helen Brown.
Boy, it sure does look like her, but I'm not sure. Let's go ask her. Say there, you look like Helen Brown.
Oh, really? Well, you look like shit in that red flannel shirt you're wearing.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Hey,
right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
Okay, coming up next on the program, I'm going to give you a brief glimpse into just how freaking pathetic my life is.
You mean more pathetic than we thought?
Yeah. I mean, really more pathetic than you actually thought. Right? Well, I discovered yesterday that perhaps, and it's, you know, I'm still kind of on the fence on this thing, that perhaps my entire adult life I've been using a can opener incorrectly.
That's pathetic.
Wow.
And my bet is that you have too.
That's
you,
even
you
more
think
pathetic.
You know what I'm talking about? The kind of hand crank, you know, that you open cans with?
Mm-hmm.
Bet you've been using yours wrong your entire life.
Wow.
The pathetic story is coming up.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, so this is the story of my pathetic day-to-day life here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. So yesterday, I ran across two very, very extremely important pieces of information. Number one, yesterday was National Bacon Lovers Day. Mm. And I love bacon, so I immediately made up my mind that I was going to have bacon for dinner last night in some form or another. And then, as I was on the old interweb, I saw a startling piece of information that said you're probably using and have been using all of your life your can opener incorrectly. I thought, what's this all about? So I immediately read further. And I, indeed, if this article is correct, I have been using my can opener improperly for my entire adult life, and you probably have, too.
This is the handheld one, okay, right?
We're talking about the hand crank type of can opener. Okay, so now picture this in your mind. So you take a can of whatever you're having, and so I immediately went shopping yesterday. I got the bacon, and then I got a can of beans.
Okay.
Because my entire day was going to revolve around testing this method of opening a can. And so you take the can and you set the can down. You know how the can's got that little rim around the top?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And you would ordinarily punch the can opener and use the vice grip-like thing to punch into the top, right?
Right.
And then you use your right hand and you crank the can around like that. And by the way, can openers, I discern now, are all made for right-handed people.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you run that. And then you get around to the end and it doesn't always completely clip the lid out, right?
Right.
And sometimes you have to reach down and then you get your thumb on all the goop on the top of the can and you try to twist the can thing off until it breaks off, right?
That's how I got my stitches on my finger.
That's exactly how you got the stitches on your finger. Okay, that's because you've been your entire life you've been using your can opener wrong. What you're really supposed to do, picture this. You got the same can sitting there. It's sitting up. You lay the can opener flat on the top of the can. And then when you squeeze it, it cuts in under that little rim around the top.
No, no.
No,
yes,
sir.
Yes.
No.
And as you turn it, the can rotates, and it takes the entire top, including that little rim around the edge, off, and it holds it in the can opener while you pick the can opener up and stick it under a faucet and wash it off before you throw it away. And then there's nothing to block anything from flowing out of the can. It's completely clean all the way around, and you pour it right into the pan.
I am going home, and the first thing that
you're
gonna
do, aren't you?
Is going to test this out.
Yeah.
Because I think that might be life-changing.
Yes, it is. It's a life-altering experience. Try this at home today.
I might sue my daughter who left the can with the lid on.
Okay. Try it today. Report back to us tomorrow right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Okay?
That's amazing.
Thank you.
105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Okay, we got your dirty laundry coming up next here. And, man, a lot of stuff is going on out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. We've got a little Angelina Jolie craziness. But you know what?
The album
that finally surpassed Michael Jackson's Thriller as the top-selling album of all time.
Wow.
Ever. Always. Forever.
Any guesses?
Okay, let's get this dirty laundry update on the air here. This is some pretty Amazing and interesting information.
Yes, this is brought to you by Citizens Bank. I'm going to tell you the greatest selling album of all time finally beat Michael Jackson's Thriller, which is back on top recently. But first we have to discuss how Jack Nicholson is a bit of a jerk. And also Angelina Jolie is cray. I kind of like. I like these stories about Angelina Jolie because I just, if there's even a remote part of it that's true, it's crazy. So sources say that Angelina Jolie is insanely jealous of Amal Clooney. Not because she's married to George Clooney. That's why I'm insanely jealous.
Of course,
Amal
yes.
Clooney.
Okay, don't get this confused. Yes.
She's jealous because Amal Clooney has been taking her place as America's favorite smart, sexy humanitarian. And she thinks Amal is doing it on purpose, playing some kind of single white female game on her.
Really?
Now, Angelina and Brad are back in the tabloids because of this custody battle. And you know, he's not paying enough. She doesn't let him see the kids. He loaned her $8 million. And, you know, this was supposed to be the love story of our entire time.
Jennifer Aniston's out getting a new hairdo.
Anyway, she's getting a divorce, too. It's kind of a bummer.
Go figure.
Anyway, Angelina hates all the attention she's getting. And she's beautiful. She's smart. She's stylish. She has a beautiful family. And she's doing more important human rights work. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know that that is buzzing around.
And apparently
around
she's not a whack job.
Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean,
she's
you know, you
she
never know.
Very,
I mean, aren't we all a little wacky?
Seems to
wacky.
Have her act together,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, 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 yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, this is just crazy. All right, this is not good. I love Jack Nicholson, and I'm pretty angry at him right now. And I'm also angry at the guy who directed Witches of Eastwick. Cher was telling a story the other night that Jack Nicholson didn't want her in The Witches of Eastwick because she was too old and not sexy enough. She was 40 at the time. She got the part. Jack was 49 at the time. And it was 1986, and Cher had just had a fantastic 40th birthday party, so she was feeling really good about her life. But
she'd already won an Oscar by that time,
hadn't
she?
Yeah. The next morning, the Eastwick director, George Miller, called to tell her the bad news, saying, "I just wanted to call and tell you," this is what he said, "I don't want you in my movie, and Jack Nicholson and I think you're too old and you're not sexy." I'm sorry, are they talking about Cher? That is just blasphemous. And then he added, "I hate the way you walk. I hate the way you talk. I don't like the color of your hair. I don't like your eyes." Why anybody would be an actress is beyond me.
That sounds like
people can talk to you like this.
Sounds like an awful song.
Yes.
Really?
Then
that sounds like a country
shot
song.
Back. It does. Okay, look, MF. If you didn't find me under a rock, I was nominated for an Academy Award for Silkwood. I got the Cannes Film Festival Award for Best Actress for Mask, so goodbye. And she hung up on him. Apparently, he liked that abuse because they hired her for it
Really?
Movie.
Okay, good for her.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so what is the greatest selling album of all time?
Ever, ever, ever.
Ever, ever, ever. It is now the Eagles' Greatest Hits, 1971 to 1975. Best-selling album of all time. It surpassed Michael Jackson's Thriller, the longtime record holder. Now, it's sold 38 million copies. Thriller only 33. It's crazy.
But Thriller jumped into the number one spot
because Michael
in 2009 died. After Michael Jackson died. Everybody heard Michael Jackson's Thriller album again.
The track listing on this album is unbelievable. Take It Easy, Witchy Woman, Lion Eyes, Already Gone, Desperado, One of Those Nights, Tequila Sunrise, Take It to the Limit, Peaceful, Easy Feeling, Best of My Love.
Well, what are the odds that would sell anything? You know?
Right. Exactly.
Wow.
But,
wow.
You know, the fact that it's continued to sell, that this is just a great album.
Did you say that it sold its platinum 39 times?
38.
38 times. That's 38 million albums of that particular album. And I know that the Eagles also, their Hell Freeze is Over.
Yeah, their tour.
That sold like 26 million or something.
Oh, that,
like that
album, yes.
Yeah. I mean, they have sold, basically, we're talking over 50 million albums just for those two albums there.
They're kind of successful.
Yeah, they did okay, didn't
and
they?
Speaking of successful, Aerosmith closed out the VMAs last night on MTV. It was the only band I pretty much recognized, and this is what they sounded like, and this is probably what they're going to sound like in Vegas when they start their residency. That's 18 performances that are starting to happen in April. They're not doing back-to-back performances, though. They skip days because they're getting old.
They're too old to do that. Thank
there you
very
go.
Much.
105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wiley Show. 105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wiley Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Gird your loins, thrill seekers, because it is time to play. Win a grand in 60 seconds. $1,000 from Century Bank is up for grabs. And Andrew Jarrell, who is from Norwood, Massachusetts, is on the line with us this morning. Now, I understand that, Andrew, I understand you're an engineer. Now, the question is, are you this kind of engineer? Pi R squared kind of engineer.
More than pi R squared.
Pi R squared kind of engineer. Okay. So, you understand what's going to happen. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions. You'll have 60 seconds to answer those questions. You can skip them at any time and come back and pick them up with the time remaining. You feel comfortable?
Yes.
You do?
I'm feeling okay about it.
You're feeling okay about it.
All right.
LBF, are you prepared?
I am prepared.
Let's play the game in 3, 2, 1, go.
What's 5 times 5?
25.
In the traditional rhyme, how many mice were blind?
3.
What's the best-selling album of all time, according to the Recording Industry Association of America?
Eagles' Greatest Hits.
Who is Jennifer Lopez dating?
Currently? Yeah.
Who played Dylan McKay on Beverly Hills 90210?
Luke Perry.
What does someone have if they have the varicella zoster virus?
Pass.
Name the nuclear plant that closed forever in Ukraine.
Chernobyl.
Tice and Pioneer are terms used in what game?
Pass.
What is dendrophobia?
Fear of the other sex.
Who was the 35th president of the United States?
35th? Not sure. Pass.
Okay, who is Jennifer Lopez dating? First of all, I just want to say that you got the Luke Perry question, and I have the utmost admiration for you right now.
It was a huge 90210.
I almost feel like we should date.
Yep, you did a fine job on that. According to my calculations here, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct. Is that my
right? Yes, you did. It was strong. It was strong.
Let us review.
Okay, Jennifer Lopez is dating Alex Rodriguez.
Hey, Rod.
When someone has the varicella zoster virus, you have chicken pox or shingles.
I should have known that.
Tice and Pioneer are terms used in croquet. Tricky. An irrational fear of trees is dendrophobia.
I thought that was irrational
fear. I thought it was genderphobia.
D. Yeah. But you know what? And who was the 35th president of the United States? JFK.
I should have done better. Should have gone with your first feeling. Don't beat yourself up.
No, you go through this day and you say, I knew that Luke Perry played Dylan McKay on Beverly Hills 90210, and I am a good and decent and smart person.
And hold your head high, and knowing that you will be going to see Teresa Caputo from TLC's hit show Long Island Medium, October, as opposed to the New York City Large, October the 10th at the Lowell Memorial Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now at LowellAuditorium.com or by phone at 978-937-8688 or at the box office. You'll have a good time. It's a fascinating show. Hey, thanks for playing.
Did great.
And you want to give, who do you work for? You want to give the company a plug or anything like that, Andrew?
Yes, I'd like to give a shout out to first my wife, Courtney, who was the one who set me up with this, and then also to my people over at Andelman Alec Engineering out in Norwood.
Are they listening this morning?
They probably are, yes.
Yeah, okay. They right off the rotary?
We're right on Route 1. Out I got there you. Right next to Ernie Block.
Okay. Have a great day.
All right, well, thank you so much, guys.
Thanks.
I have a lot of fun.
Thanks. Good job.
Thanks for being a member of the nation. Anybody else you want to play, you got to register. Log on to WRR.com, and you could be playing Win a Grand in 60 seconds and win $1,000 from Century Bank. Okay. In the meantime, there he goes. Engineering's off to coming up next on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. Have you ever been to a wedding? I don't know if you knew this, but this past Saturday was the biggest wedding day of the entire year.
Oh, it was 18-18?
18-18, yeah. So, you know, it's probably because people say, hey, that's a great date. I'll never forget my anniversary. You know, okay, so anyway, have you ever been to a wedding and you turn to the person sitting next to you at the wedding and say, I give this 6 months.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
Yes.
Give us a call. 617-931-1057.
What if it was your own?
Hank is here. Update on the commute, Hank. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, 105.7 WRR. And speaking of heartbreakers, we were discussing this morning about weddings you've been to. This past Saturday was the biggest wedding day of the year. And, you know, if you've ever been to a wedding and you lean over to the person next to you as they're standing up there doing the vows, you say, yeah, I give this 6 months max, something like that. I bet everybody's done that.
Not 6 months, but...
It's never going to last kind of thing.
I can sometimes see things going awry right there. Like, you know, it's like I can fast forward to how many years and it's just like, I don't know.
I went to a gigantic wedding one time, probably... Yeah. 300 people.
Yeah.
275 of them knew that the bride was sleeping with somebody else.
Really?
That's amazing.
You know who was among the 25 who didn't know?
The groom?
The groom.
Get out of town.
Are they still together?
No, lasted less than a year.
Really? Less than a year.
And so we got Penn on. Hey, Penn, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Okay, you've been in this situation?
Well, yeah, I'm one of three children. I'm the youngest.
Yeah.
And the middle one, my older sister, she was getting married. Guy seemed okay, but me and my older sister, we looked at each other. We gave it 3 months.
Yeah.
After 5 months, it started going downhill. They separated, and a year later, they got divorced.
And but you knew at the time, right?
He just seemed off. There was something about him that was
different.
It wasn't right material. He was good boyfriend material, but not husband material.
Did you tell your sister, or did you keep this information to yourself?
We told her our concerns, but we also said we just want you to be happy.
Oh, yeah.
Make your own mistake.
Yeah,
that's fun.
Okay. Okay. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Not a problem.
Hey, Mike. So, Mike, what's your story?
Well, actually, my best man asked me if I wanted to get in on the bet. The over-under was 2 years.
You're kidding.
On your wedding day?
Yes. Yep.
And?
And in September, it'll be 28 years.
Oh, okay. That's a nice story. Okay. That's a sweet story. Congratulations. Are you friends with this person anymore?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're all buddies. We all made bets at each other's wedding.
Oh.
The one that we actually thought would last the longest lasted the shortest.
Right. Isn't it true?
You just never know, do you? Plus, you won the cash.
Good for you. 28 years, I think so.
I know. Hey, I always know. This is my clear indication.
Okay.
I can always tell no matter what, even if they're the couple of the century and they're in love and you think it's going to last forever. I know for sure that a marriage will not last.
What's the indicator?
When the groom shoves cake in the wife's face.
Really?
During the cake cutting ceremony.
Happened to my cousin.
And I think it is an indication that there is a level
hostility?
Of disrespect. No, just a level of disrespect.
Oh, okay.
And I think it seeps in the marriage, and whether or not it's 2 years, 10 years, 20 years, it's just not good.
This happened to your cousin, Hank?
Oh, yeah. She's divorced for about 7 years now.
No kidding.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it didn't work out. Guy was a jerk. We all knew it.
Especially when he shoved the cake in her face.
It was excellent cake, though. It was up at Montville Plaza. It was beautiful. Okay.
Well, I can understand. They make good cake at Montville Plaza.
What the f*** is that?
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Holy f***.
105.7 WROR.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for the Squirrel from Hell report. It's a hamster, that is.
Yeah.
So you think you've had hamsters as pets in your home. Is that correct, Hank?
Yeah, I had them as a kid. You know, we had that habit trail, the little tube thing.
Yeah,
sometimes they don't behave as well as you would hope. Like, they do eat their young. Which
they
is
do.
Well, it's usually when they feel afraid. If they feel or hungry.
Well, you know what? We kept our habit trail in the dining room.
Afraid they're going to miss a meal, right?
Yeah. So they may have witnessed the way we eat. So,
okay.
You know, I got to tell you, too, that they also, their female hamsters are known for being aggressive toward the male if kept together too long after mating. # I hear you, sister.
So wrong.
So this is the story about this particular hamster. And this lady, she's a 43-year-old mother. And she decided that the kids were saying, hey, we'd like to have a hamster. So she goes out and she buys a pet hamster.
That was her first mistake.
Okay, mistake number one. Okay, so they're coming back from from Hamsters or Us or wherever you pick up hamsters, some, you know, pet shop or something like that. And the hamster gets out of the cage. In the car. Okay. So then the hamster scurries around, and hides in the car someplace. So they think, oh, my God, how are we going to get the hamster? So they get home and say, okay, well, we'll leave the hamster in the car, and we'll put some food out, and the hamster will come out to get the food. We'll grab the hamster. That didn't work. Apparently, the hamster, in the meantime, chewed its way into one of the seats of the car. So they tried to coax it out with more food. They had to leave it there overnight, and it chewed all the way through one of her seat belts.
This is a brand new car,
brand new car. And so then she thinks, oh, my God, I got to do something. So she takes it to the shop, mm-hmm. to the dealership. And so they tried to find the hamster. And they tried traps and all that kind of stuff. Could not find the hamster. The hamster got into the dashboard, behind the dashboard. Uh-oh. Okay. Ate the connector off of the passenger side airbag. I mean, this lady is starting to post all this stuff online now.
Yeah, it's been 8 days, you guys, and she still hasn't caught the hamster. 8 days, and her car is completely ruined. So I know, apparently her latest idea is to put a mop bucket in there with nuts and a little makeshift ladder leading it up to the edge. So hopefully it falls in and can't get out.
You know, pests can be really, really, really
bad.
That's
why they're called pests.
That's right.
And, you know, the thing is that she chose a hamster because she thought it was safe. They're cuter than fish and easier than a dog or cat. No, they're not. No.
So beware the hamster. As a matter of fact, I have a friend who had a home up on Lake in New Hampshire. It is a, really nice place. And squirrels came down the chimney.
Oh,
okay, and they got trapped in the house, and the house, nobody was there for like a month, and so the squirrel spent the entire month, not the entire month, because they finally died. They spent all their time trying to chew their way out of the house. They ate the sofa.
Oh,
they ate all the woodwork around the windows, trying to chew out through the windows.
Kind of like that movie Saw, but with squirrels.
Yeah, exactly. they ruined completely, just decimated the place.
They're really dumb, because don't you think you would have gone back to the chimney?
You think you'd have tried that, okay? And then, but they took all the stuffing that they ripped out of the sofa and the chairs, and they built themselves a little nest in the tub, in the bathtub.
Oh, that's sweet.
And then they died together.
That's a really good Lauren Owen story.
Always like to
Thank
tell you,
you.
Little, little friendly stories to get your day off on the right foot. Okay.
Lauren and Wally. Mornings. 105.7 WROR.